We got our permits by the end of November, and we're drilling by the end of November. And here we are, you know, just 10 days into December, and, you know, already two sets of drill results out. And it's been incredibly exciting and rewarding to see the first set of drill results come in very strong. They're beating our expectation. A very small share structure still. So beginning in November, before we got into our drill program, we had over $1 million in the treasury. So again, this drill program that we're running, fully funded. And when you look at—
that's another big positive. I'm interrupting you, but to all my viewers and listeners, that's another question I ask. Are you fully funded for your current drill program? And Noble Plains is. Drew Zimmerman, Noble Plains Uranium, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great, and happy to be here with you, Andy.
Yeah, I'm great. It's great to spend some time with you here. It's particularly right now and today. You've had some news drop today and really some great news, really strong news for the last week. So let's work through our last couple of weeks. So let's start with all of that, but let's start today. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, great to be back on with you. Obviously, it's been a few months since I was first on your show, and we've been busy. You know, the news release this morning, I think, was a very strong addition to our team. We added Luke Norman, a veteran in the mining space, to our advisory board. So, you know, Luke has been in the space for decades. He's raised over $300 million for mining projects. And I think most notably, and why it was such a good fit for our team, was his work as chairman of US Gold Corp, where they've advanced their CK Gold project in southern Wyoming, so just west of Cheyenne, where they've been able to take that, you know, all the way through the work processes, permitting processes, stakeholder engagement, to have a fully permitted mine. So as Noble Plains works to advance our project portfolio in Wyoming, you know, somebody that has, you know, found investors that want to invest in the state, worked with, you know, the different regulators, the stakeholders in state, all that, you know, is just going to be a wealth of experience that we can lean on as we continue to advance. Because at Noble, it is our strategy to take these brownfield projects and be able to advance them rather quickly. And that is one of the strengths that we think we have and leverage to this uranium market. So bringing Luke on and having him be such an instrumental part of the team will really assist with that process. Anytime you've got a process that, or a person, sorry, that has, you know, been there, done that, that's experience that is, you know, very, very valuable. And we're incredibly excited to be able to have him be part of our team.
Yeah, about Luke, shout out to Luke. I met Luke in Atlanta probably 6 months ago. He attended a conference that I sponsored and put on, and I was very impressed with him, really just about his background in the capital markets. What he's done with US Gold Corp has just been fantastic. But then you mentioned he has just an incredible, well, most, if not all of his experience, I don't want to say all, but most of his experience has been in the state of Wyoming and navigating all of that process. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to Noble Plains. I think that's a great addition, and I see the strategy behind it with his skill set as well as his contacts. So well done.
Yeah, no, thank you. We're incredibly excited. And again, it's being able to grow a company. I mean, US Gold Corp has grown to $250 million market cap on the back of the work that, you know, they've largely done in Wyoming on that CK Gold project. And again, it's a path that we want to follow. And if you've got leadership that has, you know, taken that path already, it's just going to help us all that much more. So very excited about the announcement this morning.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's get to Duck Creek. You've had some drill results, I want to say 2-3 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, and they were fantastic. It's fantastic. Walk me through that just to all of our viewers and listeners so they can understand it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the last time I was on in August with you, we had just acquired the Duck Creek project, brought it into our portfolio. So that is one thing I want to emphasize is, from August until now, I mean, we were able to acquire the Duck Creek project. We did a small financing that closed beginning of October. We got our permits by the end of November, and we're drilling by the end of November. And here we are, you know, just 10 days into December, and, you know, already two sets of drill results out. And it's been incredibly exciting and rewarding to see the first set of drill results come in very strong. They're beating our expectations. So, this was a project that had 4,000 historic holes. Of those, 1,300 were used for an exploration target in a completed 43-101 of 5.4 million pounds. What we're looking at now is these first 24 holes, the two batches that we've put out, are not where a lot of the historical drilling was. So these were part of the expansion holes. So I guess maybe to back it up a little bit, we've got 150 holes planned for this program. 16 of them will work to confirm those 1,300 historic holes used in the exploration target. Another 130, we've targeted areas where we had some drill data, just not enough good solid data that it was used in that 43-101 report, but where we knew there was some good sniff. So we're going in and trying to expand the envelope of mineralization on this project. And that's where these first 24 holes were. And they're coming in very, very strong. So a common sort of average measurement for uranium in roll front deposits like this is your GT. That's your grade times your thickness. So how economic is that seam or that roll front of uranium? And we're seeing an average GT now of over 20% above
Oh.
what that exploration target was built on. And that exploration target, that upper end, was built on a 0.59 GT. And the industry standard cutoff is about 0.2. So some of the grades that we're seeing, or GTs that we're seeing, are over 10 times what that industry cutoff is. But again, still just great results right out of the gates. And again, that sort of leads us to why we had so much confidence going into this program is our strategy of going after, these projects that have historic work. There's known mineralization. We're not going in blind. We have a very high conviction level of what's there, and that's been proven accurate for these first 24 holes. And the exciting thing for us is, we've got a lot more holes to go. So we'll have good news flow if we, again, continue to see these kind of results coming through the end of this year and the beginning of next year. But really validating that this Duck Creek project is, a very strong project in a very strong area. I mean, we've got Cameco, Smith Highlands, 32 million pounds adjacent to us on the south. And then north and south, we've got two UEC projects, Ludeman, which they just announced they're going to drill their first well field on, 11 million pounds in Barge to the north with another 4 million pounds. So, I mean, this district in the Powder River Basin is exciting, and Duck Creek is becoming a very exciting element of this district as well.
Yeah, love the aggression, really, that you're really just starting to execute, I guess, on drilling, but and just you're drilling a ton, really, a lot. So news flow will be dropping through the end of the year, which there's not much left to the end of the year, but all through first quarter next year. Is that correct?
Yeah, into January for sure, and maybe into February. We'll see how things go. But yeah, it's going to be steady, and we're going to continue to, again, batch these results as they come out, because once we drill the hole, we put the downhole probe down, so we get our results, relatively real time. So we'll batch them together and release them like we have been. And again, it's going to be exciting if we continue to see the results, because the confidence in, how many pounds are in the ground at Duck Creek just grows with every single press release and as we move our way up this trend. So very exciting times for us.
Yeah, excellent. Also, you mentioned, I mean, you got those results back so quick. Is that because of Wyoming, or is that because you just work with a great lab, or how did you get those back so quick? And I'm just really surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about uranium is it's not an assay lab that we're sending these results in. So we're drilling what is essentially a
That makes
water
sense.
well, a mud rotary, and then we downhole probe it. So it's that probe that reads the readings for us that, again, almost instantaneously, in
I
the
was going to
probe
say real
you're
time,
seeing, yeah,
almost.
exactly, you're seeing these results. So it's a great advantage to not have to go do an entire drill program and then, wait 3 months for the assay lab to come back. We're able to see and if need be, adjust real time on the fly. So big advantage for us for sure.
And again, to all my viewers and listeners, I wasn't aware of that. Thank you, Drew. I didn't know that you could get them back that quick. So really what that means to me as a investor, a potential investor, and to all of you that are listening, really pay attention because the news hits almost real time. I'll say real time, but almost real time. So walk me through really the rest of the first quarter here. What is the plan here? Obviously, a lot of drilling, a lot of results coming in January, maybe through to February. But yeah, walk me through to the end of the first quarter, maybe into the early second quarter. What's the plan?
Yeah, strong catalysts, as I say, as we go into the end of the year. So not a lot of this year left, but we'll be continued to be busy and then into and through January. And that's all on Duck Creek. So, Duck Creek is our flagship. We think there's going to be a significant resource there. We're also working to advance our Shirley Central. So we're working to try and acquire some historic drill data that is on that project. There's 1,200 holes that we've found the data holders of. So similar to what we've done with Duck Creek would be being able to acquire that data, take some time to digest it, model it. And we've already permitted 22 holes on Shirley Central to be able to go back and do a confirmation drill program where if that historic data has a resource to it, we can drill a very small, efficient number of holes to confirm that into a compliant 43-101 resource. So that's something we want to work towards through the first quarter of next year, being able to have another project moving forward along with Duck Creek. It's a little smaller footprint, but the big upside of that project is it's right next to Ur-Energy's Shirley Basin project. They're building that remote ISR facility right now. It will be going into production in the beginning of the new year. So again, it's so close that, if we found a compliant resource, if we built a well field, the potential to just pipe that well field right to that facility because it is so close is there. So the economics on a small project could be very, very attractive for us. So that's an exciting project to go along with Duck Creek. And then the big thing that we'll be doing post all drilling, we'll be getting this new data into the independent geologist to refresh the 43-101 that was just done earlier this year into a compliant resource for next year. So again, this is taking, from historic exploration targets into compliant pounds. That's a real part of the leverage curve of uranium that we think we can take advantage of with this efficient work program that we're doing to say, we were able to acquire these pounds for 44 to 45 cents per pound from the historic target. If we can expand that, move it forward, and again, our view is that a compliant pound of uranium in the ground is worth $4 to $5 at a $75 uranium price. If we see uranium prices start to go higher, we think that number, goes much higher. And again, that's the leverage factor to uranium that we're trying to build for ourselves and our shareholders. But again, from where we are today at, an 8 to 9 million market cap company in Canadian dollars to be able to, re-rate with those compliant pounds on our books and the potential to further expand them and the potential of other projects is key. So, we've got a lot coming in the first, call it 3 months and 6 months of next year. And the other important thing that I will emphasize is, when we talked in August, we had just completed getting Duck Creek and Shirley Central into this company. So in the last 6 months, we went from only having one exploration stage project to now the project portfolio that we have that we're advancing quickly. And we're continuing to evaluate other projects. So there's the accretive acquisition news flow that could come as well as we continue to evaluate projects that, fit this roadmap that we've shown confidence that we can execute in on Duck Creek and Shirley Central. So lots going on our side.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it, and I see it. But to walk me really, and this is really, things are really expedited. And talk to me about that. Is that because you guys are aggressive, or is that because of the state of Wyoming? Just touch on that really. And it, and I think I know the answer too, but I want you to answer that anyways.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's a multi-layered answer, to be honest. But it comes from our view that, we are very short supply of uranium compared to the demand, and especially domestic supply within the United States. So you're seeing this administration push hard on everything nuclear because they know there's an energy shortfall and we need to build it out. And nuclear really is, the best baseload power that you can get, and it's clean. So we're seeing a lot of tailwinds, and that gives us as a company to say, we know this isn't, just a one-off, it's going to be hot for 6 months and then fall over the side. When you have this level of government support, tech support from big, finance, big tech companies, it's a multi-decade trend that we're, getting into here. When you look at the original nuclear build-out in the U.S., it started in the 70s, and they built like crazy all the way through into the 1990s, so, over 20 years. And we think we're just at the start of that. So for us, having that confidence has given us that aggressive tilt to say we need to get out there and get a lot of work done and get as big as we can. So, we've seen the uranium price, it ran up to 106 in the beginning of 2024. It's sort of pulled back for the last 2 years. Went as low as 65, traded as high as 80 lately, and now around $75. I'm actually quite happy to see us consolidate a little bit longer because that gives me more time. I want to be bigger for when uranium prices, go back into the triple digits, and I think, into the middle, if not high triple digits. So being able to have more time before that happens is a good thing for me. It'll give ourselves the opportunity to get more pounds on our books and again have more leverage to that rising price, because in my mind, it's not a matter of if, it's when. And if you listen to any of the large producers right now, the Cameco's, the UEC's, even Kazatomprom, the incentive price is not $75 to be pulling uranium out of the ground. They're happy to continue to, leave some projects on care and maintenance right now and not move aggressively to take on and bring new ones into production. So, we think that incentive price is going to be well into the six-digit number. So again, all of these things coming together to give us the confidence to go out and be aggressive, to move as quickly as we can. And then again, our strategy is being in states like Wyoming, where we can take that aggressive strategy and put it to work. We're not getting, held up through the permitting process or any of those things, because this is a state that is a resource extracting state that powers the United States. I mean, they have coal mines, they have oil and gas, they have, ranchers, they have windmills, they have uranium production over 240 million pounds. So, it's a get work done state, and we love
It's
that.
very friendly to mining, and a lot of people don't know that. Talk to me a little bit about size of the company, and we'll go into share structure here briefly. But what's interesting about you guys to me as an accredited investor is I look for stuff that is undiscovered and actually starting, because that's where you get your 10 baggers here, 20 baggers here. And I look for stuff in the middle, if you would, that's deeply undervalued. Then I look for people just going into production. What's attractive to me about you is actually your size, that you are small, but you have huge assets. Comment about that and talk to me about share structure. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
Yeah, so we are about a 8 to 9 million Canadian market cap company right now. We've got 69 million shares issued and outstanding.
You're really tight. You're really tight.
Exactly. Very small share structure still. So beginning in November, before we got into our drill program, we had over $1 million in the treasury. So again, this drill program that we're running fully funded. And when you look at the
That's
fully
another
debt,
big positive. I'm interrupting you, but to all my
yeah.
viewers and listeners, that's another question I ask. Are you fully funded for your current drill program? And Noble Plains is. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Guaranteed that we can go all the way through the program, and then some. And the other big piece, again, with the catalyst that we're starting to see now with our news flow, we're trading at, 13, 14 cents on the TSXV now, and we've got 23 million warrants out at 10 cents. So again, that was part of the initial funding round that was done back in March. And that's $2.3 million Canadian as we start to bring those warrants in. So with the push into the end of this year, we'll be, getting some of our investors that we've shown that we can execute what we're doing. They'll build up their positions by bringing in some of that warrant money. So for us, being fully funded, through the first half of next year by being able to pull in those 10 cent warrants. So that will, on a fully diluted basis. We also have a few warrants at 15 cents from the last financing closed at the beginning of October. We're about 100 million shares if, fully diluted. And again, that would bring in a total of over $3 million in additional cash if we were fully diluted. So still under 100 million shares outstanding, would have, 3 million in cash. But again, the main thing is right now, fully funded to go through this drill program, funded to be able to advance Shirley Central as well. And then again, as we hit these catalysts and move our stock up, because there's no way to get into this story right now other than the open market. We don't plan to come back to, do another financing or anything anytime soon because of that warrant money that we'll be pushing to have come in. So for us, the last financing that we did that closed the beginning of October, that's not free trading until February 3rd. So there's still a good window where our float is even smaller. And then again, we did a small $1 million financing at 9 cents that, we had 1.7 million orders for. We didn't want to take it. We know it was dilutive to do it at 9 cents. So we did it very strategically with good people that we think add value to this story. So it's about keeping a good structure intact and being able to advance this and, get people in that, like you say, aren't looking for a double, 9 cents to 18 cents, but are saying with what you guys are doing and how you're executing, this could be a much bigger and longer term play for us. So we think the environment is there where Noble can build on projects like Duck Creek. And again, that's the start. And those people believe what we can do because of our strategy. We've shown that we've started to execute on that strategy, are capable of moving projects very quickly. And we're in a backdrop where, the people that believe in this uranium narrative, this fundamental short supply, are willing to look at companies getting going that are doing good work in the right area with good projects. And we think we check all those boxes. So it's going to be an exciting time for us. And again, it comes back to your point on, how aggressive we're being and why. And it's a high conviction level. When you've got a high conviction play, you need to lean in, work hard. And again, the rewards can be incredibly rewarding with the tailwinds that we think the sector has coming.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna put on my investor hat here, talk to all my audience here. Key thing that Drew just said to me that stood out, just demonstrating value, and I'm just again writing this on a back of a napkin, figuratively, and just really doing the just the value proposition. They have 3 million, Noble Plains has 3 million in cash, and they're valued just under, correct me if I'm wrong, Drew, just, well, I'll say around $8 million. That is stupid cheap, everybody. That is stupid
I will
cheap.
correct you there. We have $1 million in cash, and again,
Okay.
we've got 2.3 million in warrants that we'll look to bring in through the end of this year and the beginning of next year. So again, not cash that's in the bank, but again, cash that we can bring in. So again, no financing near term.
Yeah, that again, well, thank you for that correction. And again, with all of that, that still the valuation is really stupid cheap. So I am not an investor, speaking all to my audience. I am not an investor. That will more than likely change after this video drops. If I am a buyer, which more than likely will be, I will buy on the open market, just like all of you retail investors, as I am also a retail investor, do. So Drew, thank you for that. How can people find more information? Give me your website and then give me your exchanges you're traded on and your ticker symbols.
We can best be found nobleplains.com. Again, we've got a lot of news flow coming, so please sign up for our news. We also put out a Plains perspective sort of on the space, uranium space, nuclear space, that comes out weekly. Sort of a fun Sunday read, a little essay that we put together. We're primarily traded on the TSX Venture Exchange, NOBL. But we do also trade on the OTCQB under NBLXF. And again, the active side of what we're doing is mostly on X, and some posts on LinkedIn as well. But on X, you're going to be able to see a little bit more of what we're doing. Again, that constant news flow, and some other content come out there as well. So again, a lot going on with our company, a lot to follow. So make sure you sign up on our website and don't miss it, because as you said, these drill results that come out are incredibly instrumental. And again, news like this morning with Luke Norman joining our team have a big impact on what we're doing and how things move along, and you don't want to miss it.
Excellent. Drew, it's always a pleasure and look forward to having you on again next year.
Yeah, appreciate it, Andy, and happy holidays to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.